It's a Friday and we're excited to have a new CEO on the show. It's a hard season to start a business, with the world growing at some of the lowest rates seen in a decade. In Uganda, the PMI shows a contraction in business activity. And yet, this hasn't deterred Stacey Jusubira from starting her own business and navigating the murky economic waters. Welcome to another episode of Meet the CEO. We bring you Stacey Jusubira, CEO of Starry Jewelry Empire. From over 1,400 cities and 140 countries, we bring you the Good Morning Africa podcast. Good morning, Africa, and welcome aboard your pulse on everything business in Africa. I am Ritha Dong. For more, follow us on Twitter at The K Financial News, and you can find me at Ritha Dong. Your main story is brought to you by BK Capital, Rwanda's investment powerhouse. Elevate your franc investments with the Aguka Unit Trust Fund, offering impressive returns of up to 10.4%. Dive deeper into the world of this and more opportunities at www.bkcapital.rw. Who is Stacey Jusubira?
My name is Stacey Jusubira. I would describe myself as a friendly, a hardworking person with a very strong work ethic and happy.
Talk to us about Starry Jewelry Empire.
It's called Starry Jewelry Empire. Okay, it started, it was just a side hustle, you know, helping up my auntie to sell her things. And that's when I got to understand that this business can actually work out for me. Let me start it up for my own self. And that's how I said it. I was helping out my auntie to start her to sell jewelry, because that's what she does. You know, she does jewelry and makeup. So I used to sell her things and get commission. And then I decided to start up my own. Yeah.
What are your biggest milestones so far?
Delivering to people in different places, like far places, because someone actually inboxed me and they wanted me to deliver their things in the east. That was something nice for me. I had never, you know, thought that would happen. I would get a customer from, and you know, it's not a friend, it's someone that I do not know. They just called me and they told me this is what I want, deliver it to in the far east. Yeah.
Can we talk about your challenges?
When you're dealing with such a business, you have to have high quality products, yeah? So in case you get, you know, we get things from different suppliers. In case you get something and its quality is not really nice, first of all, it's hard to identify that, oh, especially when you're beginning, that this is something nice. Something that will not fade quickly, something that will not, you know, its durability is, it's hard to identify such a thing, you understand? And remember, when you're starting this business, you have to impress people. The quality of the things that you sell must be nice, such that you bring them back and they can also recommend you, yeah? So that's the challenge that I faced, you know, getting suppliers that really give you good quality things so that your customers can come back and be impressed. And they're like, you know, my money is worth this.
What are some of the changes you'd like to see in your industry?
I'm looking at importing my own things. So I feel like people who are importing or people are planning to import, these things, this process should be made easier for them, so that, you know, maybe the taxes that are charged should be reduced, so that it's really easier for us to get things for ourselves, you understand? People out there are complaining, people with bigger businesses are complaining of the taxes, and you know, that whole process of bringing in things in the country. I feel like that's something that should change and encourage me as a starter. You know, I see myself importing my own things, not just getting from here, but also getting my own things, my own taste. So I think that's something that should change.
And what lessons have you learned in the lifespan of your business?
When it comes to businesses like this, you have to be patient, yeah? Businesses that are starting, you don't have to rush. Especially for businesses that don't have premises, like now mine, I work online. You have to keep posting on a daily, every day you must post. You're not going to get clients every day. No, that's not true. You are not going to get clients every day. But at least once in a while, you get them. There are points where you get them every day, but there are points where you can even take a week without getting a client. You have to be patient and don't give up. That is what I've learned.
Is there an expansion plan?
Yeah, it is. I do not want to stop on only jewelry. I want to introduce things like perfumes as well. Right now, I deal in mostly earrings, necklaces. I also want to expand to watches, and not just watches for, but, you know, classy watches. Well, people, my market is not only, I don't want it to be like middle class only, but also high class. That's my goal. That's my end goal. Yeah. I want, if I'm to bring a watch, I want a watch that is, wow, this is a very beautiful and classy watch and expensive. Yeah. That is something I'm looking at.
And where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
Where do I see my business in the next 5 years? Yeah, so all the goals I've told you about in the next 5 years, I really want to see this. I want to see the expansion. I want to bring in more things in the business. God willingly, I would want to start bringing my own things in the country, importing my own things, rather than getting them from Ugandan suppliers.
And a quick look at the markets. The market segment is powered by the Development Bank of Rwanda. We empower you. The Johannesburg Stock Exchange or Share Index gained ground to close at 1.7% higher at 75,373 on Thursday, a level last seen in early January, halting two straight sessions of falls. Resource-linked sectors, financials and telecommunication companies were among the top performers. Market sentiment improved after the latest data on U.S. labor market showed some weaknesses, which raised expectations of multiple rate cuts this year by the Federal Reserve. Traders also continue to digest remarks from various Fed officials, including the chair, Jerome Powell. He reiterated on Wednesday that the U.S. Central Bank has time to deliberate on its first interest rate cut, given the strength of the economy and recent inflation readings. In the meantime, on the domestic front, a fresh PMI survey showed South Africa's private sector fell back into a modest contraction in March. And a quick trip around Africa. The Central Bank of Tanzania raised its key interest rate by 50 basis points to 6% at its meeting on April 4th of 2024, marking its highest level since April 2020, to stay ahead of lingering inflationary pressure from global economic developments despite satisfactory local conditions. Policymakers had announced a rate of 5.5% in January, after stating earlier that month that they would start using a benchmark interest rate to signal its monetary policy direction. In February of 2024, the country's annual inflation rate stood at 3%, unchanged from the previous month and remaining below the government's target of not more than 5%. Meanwhile, the outlook for the economy, which is estimated to have grown by about 5% in 2023 from 4.7% in 2022, was bullish and was projected to have expanded by 5.1% in the first quarter of 2024, supported by public investment, particularly in infrastructure, as part of the measures to facilitate private sector business and investment. The Stanbic Bank Kenya PMI fell to 49.7 in March of 2024 from 51.3 in the previous month, signaling a slight deterioration in operating conditions in the country's private sector. Business activity reversed its course after February's upturn, with output contracting modestly, attributed to low intake of new orders and cash flow issues. Although new orders saw a slight decline, firms reported an easing of price pressures that supported customer spending. On prices, input cost inflation rose at a slower pace than February 2021 due to lower fuel prices and a strong exchange rate of the Kenyan shilling against the US dollar. In turn, output charge inflation eased to its lowest level in over a year. Despite the overall decline, expectations for future output surged to a four-month high in March, rebounding from a record low sentiment in the previous month, driven by lower inflation trends. Stanbic Bank Uganda PMI fell to 49.3% in March of 2024 from a six-month low of 51.7 in the previous month. It marked the first contraction in the Ugandan private sector since July of 2022, primarily attributed to a renewed decline in both output and new orders, as customer demand was affected by decreased money circulation and diminished purchasing power. On the price front, input costs escalated due to higher purchase prices and wage bills, while output prices continued to rise for the 12th consecutive month as firms sought to pass through higher costs to customers. Finally, the Ugandan private sector firms ended the first quarter with a positive outlook on the year end, maintaining confidence in future business activity across various sectors, with employment and input buying rising further. Thank you for always waking up with us. Good Morning Africa is a product of the K Financial. If you have suggestions or you just want to check out more stories, visit the website, that's thekfinancial.com, and don't forget to subscribe. You can also find us on all social media platforms at the K Financial, and you can find me at Vithadom.